additional recognition and scanning features. Scanning, creating and inserting a signature file.
Signature files enable you to insert a scanned image of your signature into a document. You can also add a signature into any form field that is a text box. For details on adding a signature to a form, go to the Form Recognition section. Note that signature files are saved in TIFF format in a folder called Signatures in the Kurzweil Educational System/Images directory. To scan and create a signature file, 1. First, write your signature in the upper left portion of a blank piece of paper, making sure it is not too close to the edges, and that there is not too much spacing between the different parts of the name. Point 2. Next, select Create a Signature File from the Scan menu. Alt plus S, then C. 3. Place the paper on the scanner following directions from Kurzweil 1000, and press Enter. 4. A dialog appears displaying the signature. You can increase or decrease magnification in this dialog by using Ctrl plus up arrow and Ctrl plus down arrow, respectively. If you are satisfied with the current signature, you can accept it by pressing Enter or Alt plus O for OK. To discard the current signature, press Escape or Alt plus C for Cancel. 5. After accepting a signature, another dialog appears asking you to enter the name you want for the signature file. If you would rather overwrite an existing signature file, use the up down arrows to select the desired one. To insert a signature file into a document, place the cursor where you want to insert the signature.
Choose Insert Signature from the Edit menu Alt plus E, then I.
If there are multiple signature files, use the up or down arrow key to select one from the list.
Scanner button configuration.
Some scanners come with one or more buttons. You can now assign those buttons to functions within Kurzweil 1000, such as starting a scan, starting Kurzweil 1000 photocopier or fax applications. Note that this works only if the scanner manufacturer-supplied software conforms to certain Microsoft specifications. Not all of them do. To configure Kurzweil 1000 scan, press the desired scanner button.
Select Scan with Kurzweil.
If you have both Kurzweil 1000 and Kurzweil 3000 applications on your system, and both are currently running or neither are running, you will have to specify with which of the two you want the scan function associated. To set the next button for either
scan and print or scan and fax,
press the desired button and select the desired option. Once configured, you can press the button to perform the designated function. For scan, Kurzweil 1000 begins scanning and its window opens if it isn't already. For scan and print, the Kurzweil 1000 photocopier application window opens and you can specify the number of copies and complete the make copies process. For scan and fax, the Kurzweil 1000 fax application window opens and you can specify a recipient and complete the send process. If you want to reconfigure the buttons, use the ScanConf application in the Diags folder in the Kurzweil Educational Systems folder in your program files.
Recognition optimization.
Like optimized scanning,
optimized recognition
directs Kurzweil 1000 to automatically find the best settings for producing optimal OCR results for an open page. Accessible from the scan menu, this command opens a dialog containing two settings,
text quality and engine.
Both are set by default to optimize. When Kurzweil 1000 completes the recognition, you can opt to keep the newly recognized page by pressing Enter or Escape to discard it. Because this feature works with a page image,
the Keep Images setting in General Settings must be enabled when scanning the page.
Reading newly recognized pages. It's often helpful to be able to listen to material as you scan, for example when you are sorting through the mail. To set Kurzweil 1000 inches this mode, go to
General Settings
Alt plus Ton, then G.
In the General Settings tab, press Alt plus R to go to Read Newly Recognized Pages and use the down arrow to enable the setting.
This setting is saveable.
Scanning from Microsoft Word.
You can use Kurzweil 1000 to scan a page while in a Microsoft Word document. Kurzweil Scan and Recognize is on the Insert menu. It's also possible to choose a scanner for Microsoft Word from the Tools menu.
Expanded use of batch scanning prefix.
This setting is in the Scanning Settings tab, mnemonic P. You can now use backslashes and colons to specify the name of a folder to store image files or of a source folder containing files to scan. If you specify a folder or subfolder that does not exist, Kurzweil 1000 creates one.
Scan time.
There's a way to determine the time elapsed between the press of the scan button and when the scan is complete.
Open the Recognition Statistics dialog for the last page mnemonics ALT plus T, then O and L.
And because scan time is the first item in that dialog, Kurzweil 1000 will announce the time in seconds.
New scan conf option.
By default, Kurzweil 1000 continually shifts focus back to itself during a scanning session. Suppose, however, that you prefer to use Kurzweil 1000 as a background application, scanning with the document feeder or using the scanning hotkey. You can opt to suppress this feature by changing the setting labeled
Keep Kurzweil in Foreground option to Never.
This setting is in the ScanConf application, which is located in the directory Program Files / Kurzweil Educational Systems / Diags.
The Appointment Calendar application.
The Kurzweil Appointment Calendar is a simple-to-use application that allows you to create and receive appointment reminders. Once you have launched Appointment Calendar and have created your appointments, reminder dialogs display at the specified dates and times, alerting you to the upcoming event. You will also be able to find the application in the Windows Task Tray. By using the right-click method in the Windows Task Tray, you can access the following Appointment Calendar commands and features: Show or hide the application, New Event, Preferences, Help and Exit. The Appointment Calendar application also provides a set of templates, such as Anniversary, Appointment, Birthday and Phone Call, which have appropriate default options already selected, making it easy to quickly create similar events. For details, go to the section entitled, The Add and Edit dialog boxes.
To launch the application and open the main application window,
there are two ways to launch the Appointment Calendar application. You can select
Appointment Calendar from the File Launch submenu,
Mnemonics,
ALT plus F, then L, then M,
or use the shortcut keys
Ctrl plus ALT plus A.
This opens the main application window. Note that it's possible to change this default shortcut in the Tools Preferences dialog.
Go to Assigning a hotkey for launching Appointment Calendar.
After you launch this application, it continues to run in the background automatically every time you restart your computer, if there are appointments.
To close the main window without stopping the application,
use the Escape key.
To stop the application from running,
from the File menu, choose Exit or use the mnemonics
ALT plus F,
then X. Bear in mind that once you exit the application, you will not be able to get reminders until you start the application again. You can also use the right-click method and choose Exit
the main appointment calendar window.
When you launch the appointment calendar application, the main window displays. If there are existing events, Kurzweil 1000 announces the selected event's name, time and date.
Like the other Kurzweil 1000 applications, the window contains three menus, File, Tools, and Help. From the File menu, you can add, edit, delete, close the window without stopping the application, and exit, which closes the window and stops the application.
The Tools menu contains two items,
Preferences, which lets you set startup hotkey options, and Select Notify Sound, which enables you to select sound files from your system for the reminders. The Add and Edit dialog boxes.
The Add and Edit dialog boxes contain several lists, boxes and other controls, name, recurrence, and comment boxes, the Remind Before the Event checkbox, the Minutes Before Reminder list and box, and the OK and Cancel buttons. Depending on the type of recurrence, the dialogs present additional checkboxes, text and list boxes for time, month, date, weekday. Within the Add or Edit dialog box, you can use the following shortcuts for navigation and to obtain information. To go to the Name Combo box,
press ALT plus N.
This box lets you type a name for the event as well as provides a list of templates from which you can choose a type of event that is closest to the event you want to create. Find the complete list of templates at the end of this subsection. To go to the Recurrence list,
press ALT plus R.
The list of recurrence includes
one time, daily or weekly, and monthly or yearly.
To go to time,
press Ctrl plus H.
To go to date,
press ALT plus D.
To go to recurrence information,
press Ctrl plus E.
To go to the comment text box,
press ALT plus T.
To go to the reminder option,
press Ctrl plus R.
To hear the current time and date,
press Ctrl plus T.
To hear the selected event time and date,
press Ctrl plus D.
To hear the selected event comment, if any,
press Ctrl plus M.
The templates that are accessible from the Name Combo box are
Anniversary.
This selection has the monthly or yearly recurrence setting.
Appointment.
This selection has the one-time recurrence setting.
Birthday.
This selection has the monthly or yearly recurrence setting.
Daily event.
This selection has the daily or weekly recurrence setting.
Holiday.
This selection has the daily or weekly recurrence setting.
Meeting.
This selection has the one-time recurrence setting.
Monthly event.
This selection has the monthly or yearly recurrence setting.
Phone call and reminder
have the one-time recurrence setting.
Weekly event.
This selection has the daily or weekly recurrence setting.
Yearly event.
This selection has the monthly or yearly recurrence setting.
Creating, editing and deleting appointments. To create a new or edit an existing event,
there are two ways of accessing the Add and Edit event dialogs. You can use the right-click method to choose New Event for adding a new event, or Show and Select for editing an existing event. You can also use the Menu method as presented in the next procedure. 1. Open the main appointment calendar window by using the default shortcut keys
Ctrl plus ALT plus A,
or hotkeys that you may have set. The cursor is in the Events box. 2. Do one of the following,
press Ctrl plus N to add a new event, or press Ctrl plus E to edit an existing event. The Add Event or Edit Event
dialog opens, and the cursor is in the Event Name box. 3. If you are adding an event, use the up down arrow to go through the list of templates and select the one that is most similar to the type of event you want to create. 4. Specify, enter or change the appropriate information. 5. Press ALT plus O to OK. 6. When you are done, close the main appointment calendar window by pressing the Escape key
to create a new event by copying an existing one.
1. Open the main appointment calendar window by using the default shortcut keys
Ctrl plus ALT plus A,
or hotkeys that you may have set. 2. Use the UP down key to find the event you want to copy, and press Ctrl plus E. 3. Press the Enter key to edit the duplicate event.
The Add Event or Edit Event
dialog opens, and the cursor is in the event name box. 4. Rename the event and change the appropriate information. 5. Press Alt plus O to OK. 6. When you are done, close the main appointment calendar window by pressing the Escape key. To delete an event, select it from the events list in the main appointment calendar window, then press the Delete key to remove it.
Working with the Reminder dialog. The Appointment Calendar Preferences
dialog is accessible from the Tools menu, mnemonics
ALT plus T,
then P, or by using the right-click method and selecting Preferences. There is one item in the Preferences dialog. Hotkey option enables you to reset the default
Control plus ALT plus A
for opening the main application window to another letter key in the list.
New file features. Support for bookmarks, notes and last reading position in any saved file format.
Kurzweil 1000 now retains bookmarks, notes and last reading position in any document that you save in any file format, not just KES, so you can enjoy those features in a Word document, an RTF file or any other file type that you can't open in the program. You can lose these features in documents that are not in the KES or DASYOP formats when you move it to another computer, or alter it in any way outside of Kurzweil 1000.
Linking documents and settings.
You can link scanning and certain other settings to documents. With a setting enabled, Kurzweil 1000 creates a settings file whenever you close an existing document or whenever you change settings. To enable link documents and settings, 1.
Open the Configuration Settings tab ALT plus T, then F.
2. In the dialog, go to Link Documents and Settings by pressing ALT plus I. The options are as follows:
Disabled, which is the default. Scanning settings only, which loads scanning, recognition and scanner margin settings whenever you open,